hold within 26-25, but they had an 8-0 run that beginning of the fourth quarter. What were they doing to break down your pressure and sparking that big spurt?
You know, they moved the ball well on offense. They obviously looked for some runouts. I mean, we were in foul trouble, so I think that kind of put Z back a little hesitant, where she's usually one of our main aggressors on defense. But they did a good job of finding the open person and then pushing on us in the other end.
Well, in looking at some of the positives, and Tia Bradshaw, and you look at her, 19 points and 5 rebounds, and at the end of her career at Dodge City, what did that mean for you to get that kind of effort for her in her final game?
Yeah, you know, I felt like early she was taking it to the hole hard and not really getting the call. You know, I think she got a little frustrated there, but we made some adjustments at half, and she kept taking it strong, knocked down a few outside shots. But, yeah, you know, Tia's been a big part of Dodge City Lady Demon basketball. She's played significant years at the varsity level, and obviously we hate it for her for it to be over here at Dodge, but we know that she's going to have a successful college season, so we wish her the best of luck at Hutch.